Happy emergency gutter, happy Darwin Núñez Day. I think every day has been happy Darwin Núñez Day since about last Thursday. But I think as we record, we are eking closer to the finality of this transfer. The news as we have it, I think, is that this Portuguese Stock Exchange has been... No, they haven't announced. Benfica announced they've reported the deal to the Portuguese Stock Exchange last night, about 1 a.m. And it's subject to the player agreeing terms with Liverpool, which we know they have long since done. But it is also subject today to a medical. Now, Darwin has had an injury in the past, so let's not count any chickens. We all remember Happy Fakir Day. Harriet Pryor laughing at me correctly, Neil smiling wryly, because he remembers Fakir Day as well, when my world collapsed. And then I personally tried to revive that deal for an entire summer. Some might say I still am. Maybe one day Fakir.
An undignified process, some might say.
Yeah, some might say that too. But hey, let's pretend that never happened. Darwin Núñez, we expect him to be announced maybe later this evening, maybe tomorrow. City have announced Erling Haaland today, which they may have planned for some time. Neil seems to want to believe that. I cynically believe
more needle than that, isn't there?
Yes, I want to go with the needle aspect. I wish Robbo was here to join me and go, yes, they've done it to wind us up. But we're not going to be wound up. Harry, I'm going to go to you with the first question in the morning. Someone's trying to phone me while I'm doing that. It's really inconvenient.
They not know it's
keep
Darwin
going,
Núñez,
Rob. Be so professional. Yeah, obviously, no. It's actually a lad who I work with who's an Evertonian. So that feels kind of serious. This is live admin. No, you sent me something, Harriet, just before we came on air. I'm going to read out the thing. I think it was from Sky Sports. When factored against every under-22 player across the Primeira Liga and Europe's top five leagues last season, Núñez leads every single player for goals and shots on target per 90 minutes, surpassing, crucially, even Man City's new striker Erling Haaland.